Welcome to Gogo Radio. My name is Steve Hamilton. To get more information about me and my areas of expertise, please visit us at Gogo Radio and search for Steve Hamilton. If you'd like to ask me a question or add a comment, please feel free to use the comment box below. Today's topic will be the advantages of using R-Man's recovery catalog. Before we talk about the advantages of using R-Man's recovery catalog, we need to first discuss a little bit about what is R-Man and what is the recovery catalog. Well, first of all, if you hear about the term Oracle Managed Backup and Recovery Options, Oracle Managed Backup and Recovery Options are dealing with a utility which is called R-Man. R-Man is a fully integrated backup and recovery tool that comes standard with all Oracle databases. It's a free product coming with the Oracle database. You might hear the term user-managed backup and recovery options, and we hear the term user-managed backup and recovery options. That means that's using kind of old technology, and really what you're doing is using a combination of operating scripts as well as Oracle scripts. So those are kind of the differences between the two. Now, you can use R-Man with or without a recovery catalog. If you use R-Man without a recovery catalog, what you do is you use the tool and it connects to a database that you're going to back up, and then it will go ahead and it will back up that database. When it backs up that database, it will take that information about the backup and store it in the target database's control file, or the database that you have backed up. It'll store that information in its control file, which is great. That works fine, and it's a pretty common practice. Now, kind of the disadvantage of that is if you were to lose the control file for that particular target database, some of that information, you may run the risk of losing some of that information. So native behavior within R-Man is you use the tool, it connects to the target database. The target database is the database that you're about to back up. And then it backs it up, and it's going to back it up to a particular operating system file or tape or wherever you want it to, and then stores the metadata or the information about the backup in that target database control file, which is fine. That's exactly how it should work. Now, if you use the recovery catalog is a little bit different. What the recovery catalog can do for you, it is its own standalone database. Okay, you create this standalone database, and it's called the recovery catalog database. And what that standalone database does is it can retain or contain information about many different backups for many different databases, many different Oracle databases. So it's a repository of backup information for all of your Oracle databases. So what we do is we identify a server, we identify a database, we issue a few handful of commands to go out and create this recovery catalog. Now, when we go through the backup option, what we do is we still have to use R-Man, because R-Man is the tool of choice. And what R-Man does is it does two things. It connects both to the target database, which is the database that you're about to back up, and then we'll also connect to the recovery catalog. So now what will happen is that when you perform the backup, that backup information is going to be written to that target database control file, and then it will subsequently be written to the recovery catalog. Okay? Now this is huge. One of the main advantages of using this recovery catalog, well, there's three main advantages to using the recovery catalog. First of all, it's a centralized repository that contains backup information for multiple databases. Okay, so if you have 20 different databases out there, this recovery catalog can contain backup information for all 20 of those databases. That's very, very huge. The second advantage of using a recovery catalog is that backup information is going to be stored in two separate locations. Okay, when I say two separate locations, the native behavior of a recovery catalog or use of R-Man is to write this backup information first to the target control file, and then if you're using a recovery catalog, it can write that information back to the recovery catalog. So in the event of losing the target database control file, you still have that backup information in the recovery catalog. So you can still retrieve it from the recovery catalog. Actually, and I'm going to say that there's really four advantages. The third advantage is actually different versions of the database that can be stored within the recovery catalog. And this is what's referred to as different database incarnations. And so when we talk about different database incarnations, what we mean is every single time that you were to open up a database in reset log mode, basically that's saying you've done some sort of incomplete recovery. I mean, I had to roll the database back to a specific point in time. Whether or not I was doing flashback or whether or not I was using archive log incomplete recovery, for some reason I had to roll the database back. So now what happens is within the recovery catalog, you will create a different incarnation of the database, basically a different version of the database in the recovery catalog. So the recovery catalog can keep track of those database versions. So now, at some point in the future, you're currently at version 3 and you needed to go back to version 1, you can do that. You can roll back to version 1 and you should be fine, and it will turn out okay. So that is another advantage. And probably the fourth advantage of using the recovery catalog is the ability to have stored scripts. And again, this is a very important one. When we talk about stored scripts, if you just use native RMAN, okay, native RMAN does exactly that. It's a pretty archaic language. You can write the code, and the code is not reusable or repeatable, or you cannot store it, which is really a huge disadvantage, because if you mess up some of the code within RMAN, you have to totally rewrite it. There's no editing capabilities. Your editing capabilities within RMAN native are very, very, very poor. So the advantage of using stored scripts, with stored scripts, you can create a script that's going to perform a backup and always recall that script. Now, you also have the capability of what's called a global script. Now, the advantage of a global script is that we can take this script and we can deploy that script across many Oracle databases or any databases that are registered within Recovery Catalog. So let's say we create this global script to back up the database. So we just have to create it once, and then we can deploy it across any database that's registered with the Recovery Catalog. One of the other advantages with these scripts is you can create a script that performs a recovery. And here's a huge advantage of this, because if you're not using a Recovery Catalog and the senior DBA is out of town or unavailable and you have a junior level DBA in here, they may have to go in and write this recovery script from scratch. And again, since RMAN is a very archaic language, it's not very user-friendly, they're going to fat finger it, they're going to mess it up. They may not necessarily mess up the recovery, but it will take them an extra long time to perform the recovery just because of issuing the commands within RMAN. Could take a very, very long time because they'll mess it up. So what that DBA could have done, that senior level DBA could have done before they left town or before they came unavailable, was to create a recovery script. And it's a pretty standard script. Startup mount, restore database, recover database, alter database open, you're done. Okay? And then they could have taken this script and put it into the recovery catalog. And then documented it. So now, if the junior DBA has to perform some sort of recovery operation, it's very simple. They don't have to write this code. They don't have to write this archaic code. All they have to do is execute this predefined stored script, and they're good, and it works, and we know it works. The other side of that is, you know, certainly on the recovery, but let's say that we have to do a backup. You can create a standard script to do your backup as well. So now, again, if the senior level DBA is unavailable, what we can do is the junior level DBA can go ahead and call this script to do the backup. So it's a tried and true script that nobody really has to worry about because we know that it works. So when we talk about the advantages of the recovery catalog, we're really looking about four distinct advantages about using the recovery catalog. One, it is a centralized repository for backup information for all of our databases registered with the recovery catalog. Two, the information is stored twice. The backup metadata, first of all, will always be written to the target database's control file. Once it's done writing there, it'll rewrite that information back to the recovery catalog. So, three, we can store different incarnations or different versions of the database within the recovery catalog. With the recovery catalog, if we don't have the recovery catalog, we're not able to keep those different incarnations or different versions because the target database control file just will not contain that. Okay? So if for some reason we wanted to revert back to version 1 or version 2 and we're currently at version 3, we have capabilities of doing that within the recovery catalog. And the fourth advantage of using the recovery catalog is its scripting capabilities. The scripting capabilities enable us to create stored scripts, predefined, reusable scripts that can be deployed across all of our databases. If we create a global script, we can create this global data backup script or this global recovery script and execute them without having to retype this command over and over and over and over again. So the capability of scripting with a recovery catalog is absolutely huge, because as a practicing DBA, I have been down this path, and even I will go in and fat finger something when I write a backup or when I do a recovery. So if I had a stored script, I would never even have to worry about it. I can come in, I can run the script, and I know the program is going to work. Now, some slight disadvantages if you're going to use Recovery Catalog. It is its own separate database. So you're going to have to identify its own separate database, probably on its own on another node. What I would do is I would take a pre-existing database and use that pre-existing database, maybe it's a development database or a QA database, and kind of turn that into the Recovery Catalog database. That way you can get, you know, more bang for your buck. If you've got a database out there that's designed for your tools database or something like that, go ahead and put the Recovery Catalog database on there, because it's not going to be, we're just writing information to it. It's not a huge OLTP type of database. So kind of the disadvantage of using a recovery catalog is going to consume a little bit more space, and it is going to consume a little bit more resources, but not that much. I mean, most organizations in today's world, you're dealing with, or DBAs are dealing with, anywhere from 5 to 50 databases. So identifying a database that's going to contain your recovery catalog is not going to be that huge. And you can even create another database on an already licensed Oracle server, and it will be and operate just fine for you. So anyway, that will conclude our section on the advantages of using Oracle's Recovery Catalog. If you have any questions or comments, please visit us at GoGo Radio. Again, my name is Steve Hamilton, and if you have any questions for me, please feel free to send me an email. I'll be happy to get back to you. And if there's any classes that you would like us to teach in the future, please let us know, and we will try to meet your needs.